Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
At the same time, President Trump is celebrating progress in pushing debate forward over repealing Obamacare in the U.S. Senate. Congressional committees looking into Russian interference in the presidential election are focusing this week on people close to Trump. That includes Trump's oldest son and son-in-law. The latest Gallup poll shows the president with a national approval rating of 40%. In this state, it's just 29%. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks returned to the area of the state where Trump's support has been the strongest to continue our series, Red Voters in a Blue State. He found support there remained strong, but maybe slipping a bit.
We began this series last March, talking to voters in central Massachusetts towns that stretch from the New Hampshire border south to the Connecticut line, which all voted for Donald Trump.
No cheese on the burger?
Nope.
Thank you.
No tomato either.
Yep.
We met Jesse Algarin, a military veteran and the co-owner of the Hometown Cafe in the town of Winchendon. Last winter, Algarin told us proudly that since he opened the cafe 3 years earlier, he dished out more than 3,200 pounds of brisket. And he said that he voted for the president because Trump represented a break from the past, a non-politician who might finally help working guys like him.
I truly do believe he will. Everybody that's gone into office is a politician. My theory is we haven't had a president since Reagan, and he wasn't a politician, he wasn't a lawyer. You know, since I've been around, he's about one of the best ones we ever had.
So after months of investigations about possible Russian collusion, court challenges, legislative paralysis, and all those angry tweet storms, we went back to the Hometown Cafe to find out what Trump supporters like Algarin are thinking now. Algarin says he's still selling lots of brisket and points to a handwritten number on the wall.
We are at 3,762 pounds.
So the brisket is selling.
The corned beef is selling as hash and Rubens.
With regard to the president, Algarin says Trump is doing what he promised, putting America first, taking a tough line on illegal immigration, and telling America's allies to pay more for their own defense.
He's been doing what he said he's going to do. He's pretty much following through. So he's not saying he's going to do something, just not do it. He's doing more than anybody else has. There's some people trying to stop him or slow him down. But he's trying.
Algarin views the Russia investigation as the biggest example of people trying to slow Trump down. And he says there's no proof that the president has done anything wrong.
I haven't seen any proof. I haven't heard of any proof. Nobody seems to have the actual proof. You got nothing. If you got something, then bring it to light and let's see it. If not, let it go.
Algarin, a self-described Republican, is part of the Trump base that seems to be holding. According to the most recent Gallup poll, 87% of Republicans, like Algarin, approve of the job he's doing. But there is evidence of some cracks in that support.
There are a lot of people who voted for Trump who are disappointed.
This is Diane Hessen. She's the chair of the marketing company C-Space, and she's been communicating with 200 Trump voters and 200 Clinton voters since last December. Hessen says there's a core of Trump supporters attracted to his irreverent, disruptive style who are still very much with him. But Hessen has identified a less ideological group of supporters who've become frustrated.
They are kind of sick of the lack of discipline, the tweeting, and some of the decisions that he's making.
So the last time we talked, about 4 months ago, you were a big supporter of President Trump. How are you feeling about him now?
Lukewarm at best.
Nicholas Fantangoli is a high school history teacher in Ware, another central Massachusetts town we visited last March. Back then, Fantangoli was hopeful that Trump could help bring back jobs to his part of the state. And he liked Trump's stance on immigration and believed that he'd keep America safe. But now Fantangoli is worried, particularly about Trump's response to the Russia investigation.
It's deeply troubling to see a American president so secretive. It's very Nixonian in a way. Given my profession as a history teacher, that to me is concerning, because you've seen this before. You've seen this play out.
Whereas many Trump supporters, like Jesse Algarin, buy the president's claim that the Russia investigation is a witch hunt, Fantangoli wants to know how far the Russian election meddling went and if the Trump campaign knew about it.
I think this is a matter of national security, and we need to figure it out. What's going on? Because certainly, given our past relations between the countries, we have to be a little suspicious.
Vantagoli is concerned that all this is now blocking the possibility of real reform on other issues, from health care to taxes. He says he's still rooting for Trump to succeed, but is a lot less optimistic that he will. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.